Sitter Snippet Series is generally sponsored by the Saka family, by Yelad Avram Forman for a Fushlema Adasa Racha Baschana Goldo. We're on the addendum to the Amida Elokai Nitzor. Spoke about stopping ourselves, not only guarding, but Nitzor, stopping any Lashon Hara, any misuse and abuse of speech towards gossip or slander, and not only learning when to speak, when to be silent, Vilim Kalalai Nafshisi Dom, that we should be silent even in the face of those who curse us, who insult us. And we continue, Psachli Bi Besara Secha, open up my heart to Torah. And we last left off with this idea, three different interpretations of why, what is the continuation, Psachli Bi Besara Secha, the way to find the confidence, conviction, the strength to indeed direct our power of speech and capacity to be silent is through Limud HaTorah. Psachli Bi Besara Secha, when I learn Torah, it grounds me, it centers me, it calibrates me, and it gives me the clarity when to speak and when to be silent. And we saw several other interpretations. And then we continue. After Psachli Bi, open up our heart. We so quoted the famous Kotzker, everything that's al levavecha, all those lessons and teachings that have been sitting on the heart, when we open the heart, they can enter the heart. Psachli Bi Besara Secha, uva mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. So first we ask that our soul, nafshi ke'afar, let our soul be like the dust of the earth. And now let our soul chase after, tirdof, let it pursue and run after the mitzvahs. What is the continuation? What is the theme between Psachli Bi and B'mitzvah Secha, Tirdof Nafshi? So the Reb Yakar says that Psachli Bi B'sora Secha, open up my heart to your Torah. What's the purpose and goal of learning Torah? He doesn't mention this. The Gemara entertains, which is greater, learning or doing? Limud or Maisa? The act of learning or performance, putting into practice, executing on what you learned? And the Gemara answers somewhat cryptically, learning is greater because it leads to action. Question was, which one is greater? And the answer, learning is greater because it leads to action, meaning which one is still greater? The action, our learning has to be a limud al menas lasos. The learning is not academic, it's not scholarly, it doesn't sit in an ivory tower. But the learning of Torah should mold and shape who we are, our character, our lives, and our lifestyle. And the learning should be such that we put it into practice. So we go straight from Psachli Bi Besara Secha, open up my heart. So I love learning, I want to learn, I listen to the learning, and the evidence, what will demonstrate whether my heart is open for learning, if in fact, the mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi, does my soul now chase after, does it pursue, does it run after doing mitzvos, am I putting into practice everything I learned when my heart opened up, when my heart became open. This image of tirdof, of running after, so tirdof is a specific word. The root of the word tirdof, to pursue, to run after, is like a rodef. Halachic category, the halachic status of a rodef, when someone is pursuing, A is pursuing B to kill him, B has a right to eliminate A, even C has a right to eliminate A. If he sees A running after B, a rodef, the halachic status of a rodef. Why are we describing a redifa, a running specifically after mitzvos? Why are we employing that verb? Why are we invoking that image? The Avud Raham says, because it's contrasting what we just said before and what we're about to say after. We said, Velim kalalai nafshi sidom. There are the things, the people that are rodef after me. They're insulting me. They're knocking me down. They're trying to discredit me. They're gossiping about me. They're cursing me. And Hashem, give me the strength and the capacity to stay silent. We're going to revisit that theme in a moment. How bad are we that we have so many people who want to curse us, who wish harm upon us? The Lekai Netzor is painting us like we have so many enemies, the heart of this tefillah. So, says the Avud Raham, we are positioning ourselves when it comes to Velim Kalalai, those who curse us, let me be the nirdaf. Let me be somebody who I don't reciprocate, I don't respond, I don't lash out back. I have the capacity of Sidom, of silence. We invoke like the Vayidam Aaron of Aaron. If Aaron could experience what he did, and nevertheless find the capacity to be silent, so to we, much less, Velim Kalalai, Sidom, let us be silent. We're the nirdaf. Rather than respond with being rodef, where should we direct our redifa? Mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. Take the energy that we have from the fact that we are a nirdaf. People are pursuing us, insulting us, cursing us, Velim Kalalai. To them, be silent. Instead, where should we apply the energy of pursuit? We're a nirdaf klapei v'lim kalalai. But mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi, says the Avud Raham. And how does Hashem respond? Hashem responds, Chol choshem l'ayra mehira hafer atzasam, kakel machashavtam. If we're running after mitzvot instead of people, if we have the capacity to stay silent, then Hashem will change the minds, even over this, who wish us harm. So the first understanding of mitzvot secha, tirdof nafshi, why redifa, why rodef, why that image and that verb, to contrast that we're nirdof, legabe other people who insult us, where should we apply and channel our energy to be rodef? To be rodef, to run after mitzvos. The question is, we'll end off with this. Really, the language of a mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi, it should say the redifa is achra mitzvos, not the mitzvos themselves. In fact, Nusach Sfarid is a different girsa. What does Nusach Sfarid say here? Come on, I see several of you here. Can't hide in the Ashkenazi mincha. Acharei mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. So Ashkenaz says, uve mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. Nusach Sfarid says, acharei mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. Which one makes more sense? Are we rodev the mitzvos or acharei mitzvah secha tirdof? We'll pick up with how do you defend the Ashkenazi? Nusach Sfarid makes a lot more sense. We'll pick up with a mitzvah shem next time.